Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Reverend Al Green bringing us back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. George Troy is our guest, our new friend. Not for long, though, folks. We're going to get him back. He's got a lot more to teach us. He's the author of The Five Laws of Retail, brand new book I encourage you to check out. He's a consultant with the Grayson Company, which focuses on retail and e-commerce, wholesale as well. George, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the five laws that you identify, you illuminate, you discovered about retail. We talked about the people. We talked about turn earlier. When I think about the 20th century concept of value that I grew up on, basically, price, product, service, selection, those are the fundamental pillars of that customers felt about value when they thought about a retail purchase. How has that changed?
Right. It hasn't really. Those are still there, and those are still important, and they're sort of embedded into the five laws of retail. They're part of that. The third law, we talked about people first. The first law, we talked about turn is magic. The second law, the third law is the power of product, and that kind of touches upon what you just said. If a product isn't right, if it isn't right, it's nothing. Nothing is going to make it sell. Mm-hmm. And the example that I use in the book is of the Ford Edsel. Now, a lot of people probably won't remember what the Edsel was. And Ford, there's a whole club of people that collect those things. But it was a car that Ford came out with, and they spent a fortune for those days on marketing and sales and pushing this thing as the car of the future. Well, it was just a crummy car, and it didn't sell well, it didn't run well, and it was a failure.
And for generations, that word became synonymous with something that was a failure.
Oh, that's absolutely right.
Whatever industry had something to spin, crash, and burn, they would call it, well, that was their Edsel.
That was their Edsel. That's exactly right. On the other hand, as I was saying, if something is great, if it's right, nothing will make it fail. It'll do terrific. You know, I worked for a long time for a company called Deckers that owns the brand of UGG Australia, the boots, big, furry, clunky boots. And it's just a great product. It's soft, it's comfortable, it's good quality, it's at an affordable, accessible price. And those things just sell like hotcakes, no matter what they do. And we spent a lot of money and time on marketing and sales, but it really wasn't, it sold itself, you could say. The fourth law of retail is the retail price is important, not the cost. And Jim, I think this is a place where a lot of small businesses, frankly, make a mistake. They paid X for whatever it is, and think that therefore they have to sell it for double that or what, they have to sell for more. But what's really important is what people are willing to pay for it, not
right.
What you pay for it as the retailer.
The market will bear? That's what I've heard that all my life. What will the market bear?
Well, that's right. And what you had talked about just earlier about value, that gets really into value. The value is set by the customer, not by the retailer.
And also, one of the things that I like to point out, George, here, and not for a commodity, you can't raise the price of a commodity, the thing buy somewhere else, but so much of what small business owners sell can be wrapped in expertise and service, and I fear that we undervalue that. We can alter the price of those kinds of things by making it special. And small business owners can do that better than anybody. And that's what I worry. I worry that they try to, they deliver all this capability, all this special stuff.
Yeah.
But then they look at what they're delivering and they think, well, nobody's going to pay me more than somebody else for that. Well, you know what? Some people will.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And it gets into value. and how the service and what you add to it is part of the value of it,
right,
for sure.
Yep.
So that's important. And the fifth law, the last law that I put here, and a lot of people don't like to talk about this, but it's protect your downside. No matter what you're selling or what kind of a retail business or an e-commerce business or even a service business, if you're running a massage parlor, you have to give value. You have to plan your downside. And that means that if everything, you know, goes right.
Did we lose him? So folks, when he's talking about, yeah, are you there? I think we lost him. So when we, he's talking about the downside, folks. One of the things that I try to encourage is having two sets of numbers. One set of numbers is what do I do when things are going great? This is what it looks like. And the other set of numbers is what do I have to do when I get to this level? When business is at this level, it drops to this level for whatever reason. It could be that they're tearing up the road in front of my business or whatever. It could be a global, you know, recession or whatever. But you've got that other set of numbers, and when you, in my way of thinking, protecting your downside is when you get to that point, when it clicks over to that other scenario, you've already got a set of numbers that you know how to behave now. That's, you actually made the decision earlier, and then you just execute. We'll get George Troy back another day. His book is called The Five Laws of Retail. I'm Jim Blessing, and I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.